This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We are tuning into God's frequency here today on WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. Thank you for joining me here today. Thank you for tuning into God's frequency. Now, when you tune into God's frequency today, the message is to you today to beware of the wiles of the devil. Because Satan, you see, is attempting to keep you in your seat and keep you quiet and silence you and stop you from getting up and making a difference in this world. That's his plan. That's what this sermon is. It's called Skin for Skin. This is the last part. If you want to hear the other parts, go to WGODontheair.net or my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You'll see these other programs uploaded on there. I want you to hear this message. Satan's trying to keep you silent in this present evil world out here, and God is like the old poster there for Uncle Sam. He's got a finger sticking out, and he's looking for a few good men and a few good women. And he points out his finger, and he says, I want you. And now the wiles of the devil says to you, psst, he was talking to somebody else. He didn't mean you. You're a sinner. You have failed before. You can't do it. God meant someone else. This is the wiles of the devil, is to keep you quiet, keep you in your comfort zone. And God is saying to come up out of the boat. Listen to this message. This is part three now. This is the end of this. Again, go to WGODontheair.net. You can hear this whole sermon all in one piece. It's around 40 minutes long. Is God calling you out of the boat today? That's this message. This is the last part of it. For more information on this ministry, WGODontheair.net. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy this message now.
How about some more present-day stuff? How does Satan appeal to our comfort zones today? Answer, by planting the notions of comfort into your mind instead of action. There's a time for comfort. There's a time for comfort. And there's a time for action. Like this one. I see a lot of people have listened to this one today. That is, don't go to church today. Relax. You've had a tough week. Take thine ease. Now, Satan does not know the future, but he does know what happens to a person when they go to a church that's doing it right. People get blessed at church. People get strengthened at church. People hear from God at church. People receive direction at church. Have you ever heard from God at church? Anybody? Almost everyone's writing in here. Usually when I get home with my wife, she has like two pages inside and out of things that God said to her. This is why I always encourage her to come to church, even when she doesn't feel well, is because this is the place you hear from God. People commune with the Almighty at church. Don't go to church today. Relax. Treat yourself to a fun day at the sports bar. It's football season, isn't it? Relax. Don't go to church today. Look at this shiny new boat in your driveway. You work 6 days a week. You're off one day, and you got a $200,000 boat sitting right here. Don't go to church. You've worked hard. So instead of hearing from God, you go out on your boat, or you stay home, or you go to the sports bar, or go or do whatever you do. And you didn't hear from God. And that plays right into the enemy's hands when you do that. Do you love his word? Here's another one. Don't read your Bible. Watch television instead. Either one of these options, or actually both of them, will transform your life. It's your choice. If you pick up and read this book and spend time in this book, you will hear from God. If I didn't read this book every day and make it my life, I would be a raving lunatic, more crazier than I already am. I dare to speculate or imagine what would happen to me if I didn't make the Word of God my life. Both of these items will change your life. It says in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law will not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, so that you may observe to do all the things that are written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Look at how conditional that promise is. But Satan says, don't waste your time. That's old school. That stuff's not relevant anymore. And instead, this makes believers ripe. Ripe for what? I would say the mother of all comfort zones. We've looked at past. I've showed you in the present. And in the future, it says this, Revelation chapter 13, verse 15. It says, he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. Jesus, Nehemiah, follow the thinking of what he said to God standing before him, skin for skin. All that a man has, he will give in exchange for his life. This is the mother of all comfort zones. I believe in your lifetime, and I believe in your lifetime, over 2 billion people are going to do this. Cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Don't you see it coming? He causes all, small, great, rich, poor, free, and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, so that no one may buy or sell except he that has the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now there's the key word there, church. Killed. This last scheme or method or wile will cost people their eternal soul. That's where this ends. Probably you could trace this all the way back to the garden, right? Go ahead, partake of that fruit. What's going to happen? Nothing bad's going to happen, right? Go ahead, it's just a little apple. Just have a little bite and you'll be just like God, knowing good from evil. And this is where it ends. You don't want to suffer, do you? You don't want to be killed, do you? You don't have to. All you got to do is just take a little mark right there, or right there, and go put the football game on. It may seem I'm picking on football. I like football, I really do. I like God more. And I recognize the schemes of the enemy to take my eyes off of Jesus Christ and put them on something else. When we're reaching the end of the age and people are dying out here today. What invites Satan into our heads? Ouija boards, incantations, and here's two more. The threat of death or suffering. Peter, 1 second, is called the greatest things the Son of God could ever call. Next second later, he's turning around calling him a devil. Get behind me, devil. Because he let this idea of notion of suffering influence him. And Satan took that opportunity, and to which you must be just like our Lord and say, when that happens to you, get behind me, devil. Now, in Nehemiah's time, they told him, they're coming to kill you. The Lord Jesus said he would suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and that he would be killed. Here at the end of the age, the deceptive lie again is spun like this. As I said, just take this little mark. There's no need to suffer. There's no need to fear. There's no need to be killed. Don't go to war, David. You'll be fine. Don't repair the wall, Nehemiah. Somebody else will. Don't die on the cross, Lord. Far be it from you to suffer. In any way, you're the Son of God, right? You don't need to suffer. Same as you, right? You're a child of God. You don't need to suffer. Haven't you ever even heard on the radio before people telling you to rebuke it when you're suffering? Ever heard that before? Do you see a pattern here? So where are we today? Where's the church today? Answer, we're asleep. But we're comfortable, amen? And now you see, right before your eyes, Pastor Paul's objection to the teaching of the pre-tribulation rapture of the church. You see, imagine that, a doctrine that encourages you to stay in your comfort zone. This is my rub with that. It's the whole doctrine encourages you not to worry about a thing. You'll never suffer at all. You'll be gone before anything bad happens. Take thine ease. Relax. There's my trouble with the pre-tribulation rapture of the church. I need to be prepared at all times. Jesus said, if you love your life, you'll lose it. If you hate your life in this world, you'll keep it to life everlasting. It says in John 12:25. That's where I'm at. If the Lord chooses to come before that, praise God, I'm ready. But I'm ready for anything. Now let me wrap this up with this question. What has God called you to do that perhaps you have not done? What has God called you to do that perhaps you have not done? Perhaps because it would cause you to get out of the boat. Has God called you to do something that someone has talked you out of?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
Joyous surrender, with our eyes fixed on you. May our lives bring you glory, to serve you in all that we do. In joyous surrender.